This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com. Sports Radio 740.
Welcome back in, everybody. Longshore McKnight on this beautiful Thursday morning. And we are joined now by our friend Bob Kesling. He is the voice of the Tennessee Vols. Tennessee got spring football started earlier this week. And Bob, thanks for joining us here today. Hope you're doing well.
John, very good to talk to you guys again.
We look at spring practice. It began on Tuesday. They're back at it today up in Knoxville. And a lot of new faces there, Bob, and that's just the assistant coaching staff.
Yeah, five new faces and kind of a shakeup in the staff, and they've juggled some folks around. I guess the most interesting area is the new offensive coordinator, who is Larry Scott, who 2 years ago was the interim coach at Miami. Then he came to Tennessee last year, coached tight ends, and now they've shifted him over to the offensive coordinator slot. I'm not sure the offense is going to change a whole lot, but there is kind of a different look. They've hired a quarterback coach, Mike Canales, and they've never really had a quarterback coach per se that's on the staff. They've had some graduate assistants, things like that. And I think the quarterback coach is really important because the quarterback job's wide open. And so now you got a chance for Mike Canales to kind of groom whoever's going to be the starting quarterback and work with them on a more consistent basis. And another addition to the staff that was interesting is Brady Hoke, the former Michigan head coach, and he's now coaching defensive line. So he's got some guys on the staff that have been head coaches before, and I think from Butch Jones' standpoint, all the input you can get from those guys can't do anything but help you.
Is there – gosh, we got a lot of questions. Is there any early leader? I see four names to replace Joshua Dobbs at quarterback. Garantano, Jancek, Dormady, McBride. Anybody have a leg up early or a head start maybe, Bob?
Well, you'd have to go with Quentin Dormady to begin things.
That's
one. This is his third year in the program. He's played in 10 games. Hadn't played a lot. I mean, he basically was in some mop-up roles for Josh Dobbs. You know, Dobbs never got hurt, so he never had it. You know, he's never thrown in the second quarter in the middle of the fourth quarter and had to win a game or something like that. Most of the time, he was handing off or making some short passes. But he's, you know, he's a son of a coach. He's a big, tall guy. He's put on some weight. He looks stronger. So he looks the part. Jared Garantano is a guy who was redshirted last year, one of the top quarterbacks in the nation coming out of New Jersey. And he's kind of a skinnier guy that can run around a lot. He uses his legs more, but he's got a very good arm too. So it's going to be a very interesting competition. I'd be shocked that they named a starter here in spring practice. You would have to think that they are going to come out of this thing and say that they're neck and neck, and they'll take that into fall camp. And you know, as they usually do, we'll name a starter right before the beginning of the season. But they're both interesting. Dormady is more of a pocket passer. He can run. I don't think he gets enough credit for his athletic ability, being able to run the ball. But that's not what he wants to do first. Garantano is a guy that kind of gets back there and would like to throw the touchdown pass, but doesn't matter if that he can tuck it and go for 40 or 50 yards. So he's a very talented guy. Sharon Jones is another. He's more of a running-type quarterback, and he's been in the program now for a couple of years. And then they got a freshman quarterback, a midterm guy, McBride, that's come in. So they've got some options. But I think most people are focusing on Garantano and Dormady as the guys.
Bob, what is the fans' opinion or reaction to the neutral site games? Obviously, Tennessee had the big one against Virginia Tech at the Bristol Motor Speedway, and they played in Atlanta before. They open up again in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. Is this something you think Tennessee will continue to do, or has the neutral site game kind of played out?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, they're going to play in Charlotte to open the season, not this year, but the next year, and they're looking for more of these neutral site games. I think the Tennessee fan, I think everybody got a big kick out of the Battle of Bristol last year because it was such a happening and such a unique deal, but I think deep down, the Tennessee fans, I mean, they love going to Neyland Stadium, and taking a home game away from Neyland Stadium is not something they really like. But if it's kind of an event, I think opening the new stadium in Atlanta is kind of a unique deal, and getting to play Georgia Tech down there, I think they'll And there are a lot of Tennessee fans in the Atlanta area, mm-hmm. so it's not like you're going to a place where there aren't Tennessee fans. And but Butch Jones wants to get into the recruiting areas. I mean, he wants to go to Atlanta because they recruit down there so heavily. He wants to go to Charlotte because he thinks North Carolina is a great place for Tennessee to get some players.
Yeah.
He loves playing games in Nashville because Nashville suddenly has become a hotbed for high school football. And there are a lot of kids coming out of the Nashville area because I don't know if you guys have been to Nashville lately. If you went up for the SEC basketball tournament, you saw cranes everywhere. And I mean, the place is exploding with the population and high schools popping up everywhere. So there's lots of talent now in the Nashville area. And so Butch wants to play as many games in the Nashville area as he can. That's why they really pushed last year when they lost that game to Vanderbilt. They really pushed to get to the Music City Bowl because of the recruiting base there in Nashville. Mm.
That is interesting. Bob Kesling, voice of the Tennessee Vols. The team, you know, really took a hit last year when Jalen Hurd announced that he was transferring. And, of course, now Alvin Kamara has moved on. At running back, what's the vibe there, Bob? Anybody that is, again, like I asked about quarterbacks, maybe got a leg up or a head start in that competition?
Well, you know, they had a couple of guys that played last
year.
And so those guys are going to be back. But I don't think there's what you'd say an established star.
Yeah.
When you had Jalen Hurd and Alvin Kamara, those guys were marquee-type guys. And so they're kind of waiting to see who emerges at the running back slot. And they've got a couple of guys coming in at midterm. I mean, not midterm, but coming in the fall camp that they hope will be an answer there at running back as well. But I think that's one of the concern areas. Because you got to – I think the whole – really the biggest concern about the whole offense is playmakers. You know, who's going to – you lost Josh Malone, and so he was one of your better players. Can Tyler Bird be one of these guys that steps in? I mean, there's a lot of areas that they've got some concerns on the offensive side of the football.
You know, also back to the schedule, Bob, it's not very often that Tennessee has most people believe the two top teams in the SEC West. I always have Alabama, but LSU on the schedule this year in Knoxville. But I think it's interesting because you play your two biggest East rivals early, and then you got the West teams later in the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, usually in November for Tennessee, you're playing Kentucky and Vanderbilt and those guys, and now suddenly you throw LSU in the mix there. So. Most time in November, your football team's trying to get to the finish line. They're kind of beat up and bruised after a grinding SEC schedule, and suddenly here pops up LSU. So that might loom to be a very big game for Tennessee as you look at it. And, of course, the last couple of years, all those games in November have been a struggle for Tennessee because of a lack of depth. And I think that's another area of this football team. They've got eight guys out there missing spring and because of injuries. And so that's going to open the door for a bunch of young guys to get a lot of reps in spring. And I think that's going to be a key for this team because that's one thing they have to do. They've got to figure out some way to get depth. And last year when the injuries really hurt Tennessee and a lot of the key players like Cam Sutton were out and Jalen Reeves-Maybin and those guys, they needed some of these young players to step up and they maybe didn't play as well as they had hoped they would. Well, For Tennessee to take that next step to be a championship team and win the East, they've got to develop quality depth across the board, and that's one thing that they're really concentrating on this spring.
Quality depth, you can't beat that.
Nope.
People will tell you that, no doubt. And that was going to be my next question, probably their key, and you just answered, just building enough depth to get you through the latter part of the not only a game, but all of your season.
Yeah, and I think if you look at when you walk on the practice field, they look more like an SEC team. I mean, I think Butch Jones and his staff have really recruited well, and they've got bigger and faster players, but now they've got to play like an SEC team. And I think everybody was disappointed on how Tennessee finished last year. The losses to South Carolina and to Vanderbilt really left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. So they've got to kind of learn from those tough losses last year, and they've got to bounce back. Now, the win against Nebraska in the Music City Bowl helped, but still there's that lingering loss to Vanderbilt. I mean, people in Tennessee don't like to lose to Vanderbilt, and that really was a crushing defeat. So they've got to bounce back from that, and I think that loss really, you could stem it back to the fact that some of the injuries just finally caught up to Tennessee, and they just didn't play very well and in that game. So you've got to have some of these guys step up and take that next step and be SEC type players. And you know, they're all highly recruited, and they're all got stars all over the place. So they've got to come out and make sure that they play like that. And I think that's what they're working on this spring.
That's a very fair assessment of the state of the football program as they head into, again, practice today resumes in spring, and they get ready for the remainder of the spring practice. Bob, as always, we appreciate your time. Always great to hear your voice.
Okay, thanks, Barry. John, you guys have a great weekend.
You too, Bob. Great interview, great info from Bob Kessling, the voice of the Tennessee Vols. And that's been one of their issues, Barry. I agree.